Sikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge uBlessing Zulu ngokusipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2023. Ningathi ngolesithathu mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2023 ngugeyino kumete Saidi endabeni zethu namhla.
Intsha ayishiyane nezidakamizwa zokudakaza. Badinge ezinye indlela zokuzibazisa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ungene umhlangano omkhulu wabatsha namhla. Lapho bekulabantu abaningi abathi akumelanga abatsha basebenzise izidakamizwa.
Libito laleli bandla kuthiwa yi-Sadak Electoral Advisory Council. Leli bandla leli likaSadak ngilo leluleka Sadak ukuthi ngisabeni njongo ephathelene nelukhetho kulama members days.
Abakunhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community bakwele Zimbabwe. Lapho abahlolisisa amalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka.
Siwazwile ama-argument alezi zinto zihlangothi zonke. Thina njengeZimbabwe community lokho esisaqhubeka sithi thina vele lolu daba lwayenziwa as a political decision, vele lufuna ukuxazululwa as a political decision.
Abadabuka eZimbabwe abalama-Zimbabwe exemption permits bathi balandela kakhulu okwethulwa emthethwandaba ngodaba lwamaphephala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi abatsha akumelanga basebenzise izidakamizwa ngoba zibisela muva impilo yabo njalo zibhidliza ilizwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 u-Ezra Chisasvanda.
Umnangagwa wethule amazwi la namhla koBulawayo lapha angene khona umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Vision 2030 Movement ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Creating a Young People-Led Economy by 2030 through Fighting Drug and Substance Abuse. Umnangagwa utshele abatsha laba ukuthi uhulumende wakhe wenza imizamo yonke yokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo ngokubopha bonke abathengisa nokuthatha izidakamizwa. Umnangagwa uthe abasakhulayo kumele bananzelele ukuthi bazinkokheli zakusasa.
Lizinkokheli zakusasa and nani kusasa lizaba ngabake abazinkokheli. Lingakuthathi kancane lokho. Iqiniso lempilo indikimba yenu yalomhlangano yokuthi ukwakha inotho entsha yelizwe ekhokhelwa ngabatsha ngo-2030 ukulwisana nezidakamizwa siyayamukela ngenxa yomumo okhona.
Kusenjalo umculo koBulawayo uSandro Ndebele omunye ophatheke kuhlelo lwabatsha lwe-Vision 2030 Movement le-Women for ED uthi usengene kwezombusazo ukwenzela ukuncedisa abasakhulayo. Bekunabantwana abaningi bezikolo zama-secondary schools akoBulawayo emhlanganweni lo. Mnumzana Leroy Moyo ngumbalisi osakhulayo wemakhwekhwe secondary school.
Ama-drugs awa-affecti kuphela esikolo, ase-affecta yonke i-community. Abantwana abaningi vele hey, ama-drugs sebashayisa. So bekunethuba elihle nje ukuthi abantwana bethi ukulungiswa ngendaba lezi zama-drugs.
Amazwi kamoya agcizelelwa ngumbalisi uMandlovu.
Ile ukuthi abantwana lathi kafika sibatshele khona kwesikolo ngoba esikufundela ukuthi ama-drugs awaningana. Isifiso sami ukuthi ngabe bona laba bayema-drugs campaign babuya ezikolo kwenza ukuthi kufunde isikolo sonke. Because as we speak, like if we spend 5 to cheer something like 1,000 students ngale ababe bengafundanga. So siyafisa ukuthi babuya bafundise isikolo sonke.
Kulabanye abamele inhlanganiso ezithiyeni yakade besembuthanweni lo. omunye wabo umnumzana Bethemba Ngwenya weZimbabwe National AIDS Council. Ungwenya ukhuthaza abantu ukuba baziphathe kuhle ukuze bangabanjwa ligciwane leHIV AIDS.
Intsha ayishiya lezidakamizwa lokuthi akazi badinga ezinye indlela zokuzivazi, kungaba ngamasports kube yimisebenzi yezandla, but sizame ngazo zonke indlela ukubakhuthaza ukuthi bathiye udakazi. Njalo inkuthazo yami iye ebadaleni futhi abadala sinazindeleni ukuthi asiphi abantwana imali mahlayana abangakwaziyo ukuthi bayise ngayo, ngoba imali naleyinye i-pocket money jinsi baningi kakhulu abantwana begcine be-experimente ezinsini ezibhakayo.
Udubo lwezidakamizwa lusabalele elizwe lonke kwelezimbabwe. Lanxa umnangagwa omnyaka ophelele wasungula umkhankaso wokulwisana lomkhuba omubi lo wokusetshenziswa nokuthengiswa kwezidakamizwa, owe-National Anti-Drug and Substance Abuse Campaign, ukuvimba kokuthathwa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo kukhanyayo ukuthaya idola ngempama, ngoba inanile abathatha ezidakamizwa liyakhuphuka eZimbabwe. Studio 7 ngobulawayo igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abakuhlangothi lwenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community ababona ngokucebisa iSADC ngokuchiyeneyo bakweleZimbabwe, lapho abahlolisisa khona indlela okulungiselelwa ngayo ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Icula leli likhokhelwa ngumahluleli uTitheme Dlamini wakweleSwaziland. Ekhuluma lentatheleli indaba yeHarare, uDlamini okhokhela icula leSADC Advisory Council uthi bazaxoxisana lamabandla ezombusazwe nenhlanganiso ezishiyeneyo ngezokhetho.
Lokuthi thina silamalunga libandla lelikaSADC, kulamabandla abandla lamaningi lakaSADC, libitela lelibandla kuthiwa yi-SADC Electoral Advisory Council. Lelibandla leli likaSADC ngilo lelelulekaSADC ukuthi ngisabeni tonke esiphathene nelukhetho kulama members days. Lebe sikuteleke lapha kubitwa ngesilumbi ukuthi i-Pre-Election Assessment Mission, usho ukuthi kutohlola ukuthi kulolu khetho lesiya kilo ingabe lelive lilungele ukuthi liqhubeke libambe lolukhetho.
Ugcizelele sithi ukuza kwabo kuleli kuzancedisa ukuba veze ukuba imithetho eselizweni iyahambelana na le mithetho esetshenziswa ngabeSADC.
Selilungele, lilungele kangakanani ukuthi liyobamba lolu khetho lesiya kilo? Inhloso yalokhu nje kwasho ukuthi awu, esiSADC singumndeni, sisuke senzela kuthola ukuthi ikhona into inzawo lapho laleli ive litazwangasi libanjiswe khona ukuze liyokukhona ukuthi liqhubeke, so that ekugcineni kwakhona sitoba nerithi ngibona ukuthi awu, ukusika kwayo kude emisindo leminyakala kuyafunyeka lawo.
Emhlanganweni ababelawo namuhla lintathele izindaba abeSADC laba babuzisise ngokukhangelelwe ngabaphathi bezindaba. Enye intathele izindaba esebenza izimele uGracious Sibanda utshelele umhlangano ukuba intathele izindaba eZimbabwe kazikhululekanga ngesikhathi sokhetho.
Isethithi yethu okwamanje njengentathelo ezindaba ayimanga kahle, ngoba njengoba libonile laphana emhlanganweni ukuthi intathelo eziningi bezikhuluma ngendaba yokwesaba ukulanda imihlangano yepolitiki, ngoba kusuka kube nzima ukuthi ma uyintatheli uzizive.
Lokho kugcizelelwe zintathelo ezindaba eziningi ezingene umhlangano lo. Umnumzana Mabutho Moyo okubandla lezanu PF uthi
abantu beZimbabwe bayabona ukuthi uhulumende wezanu PF nguhulumende ofisa ukuthi bethuthuke emhlabathini lowo abawulwela kanzima asebe ubambe ngezabo izandla. So hayi, asethuki.
Okubandla eliphikisayo umnumzana Felix Mafalaye uthi
sibona amanye ama-journalist e-ZBC le-state media sebe sima kuma-primaries ezanu PF. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi they are unprofessional, abame lokho kwenza ukuthi abantu babahloniphe.
Umnumzana Desire Chuma, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kulutshwane ukungenziwa inhlanganiso yeSADC ukuguqula indlela ukhetho olwenziwa ngayo kweleZimbabwe.
iSADC kade yayenza ama-elections lawa, ibizwa monitor ama-elections lapha eZimbabwe, but akulayo inguquko eyayingenzakala. Of course they've engaged the media and they are going to engage other stakeholders, but they've been doing that for quite a long time.
Iqula leli elikhokhelwa nguDlamini lamalunga agoqela unkosikazi noThemba Chubuyeja, umnumzana Makabole Mashiri osebenzela iSADC, lo mnumzana Elijah Munyuki. ukusasa lizahlangana lebandla lezanupf lababandla aphikisayo ukuthi lingaceda ukuzwa imibono yabantu libe selisipha iqula le-SADC organ on defense and politics yona ezakusho ukuba bazaye bekhona kuqhutshwa ukhetho olukhulu lonyaka eZimbabwe. Ngimele isithu 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa bathi balandela kakhulu udaba oluphanyekwe emthethwandaba yenhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation olumayelana lama-Zimbabwe exemption permits azamiswa ukusebenza ngoNhlangula lonyaka. Bathi kukhanya zindala zombili emthethwandaba ngoba kuzwakala angani amagqwetha enhlanganiso le lakahulumende ehlukene kakhulu kumbono emayelana lamaphephala aphiwa abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 178,000. Abalamaphepha la batshelwa nguhulumende wakwele South Africa ukuba badinge amaphepha amatsha kungakapheli uNhlangula lonyaka. Kodwa abaningi bathi abakaphendulwa nguhulumende. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Siwazwile ama-argument lezi zinto nhlangothi zonke. Thina njengeZimbabwe community lokho sisaqhubeka sithi thina vele lolu daba lwayenziwa as a political decision, vele lufuna ukuxazululwa as a political decision more than a legal decision. Kodwa-ke asikuvimbi thina ukuthi kulandwe nge-legal angle ngenxa yokuthi abanye bavele mbono enjalo, kodwa sisakholwa ukuthi gesture of goodwill eyalethwa nguhulumende nathi sizayi approacha njalo, but in the legal fraternity yeke laba benzela uma-argument saqhubeka sikhuthaza abantu bakithi ukuthi kabaphangise ba-applyele ama-waiver ukuze bathole uku-exemptwa from certain requirements ukuthi ba-applyele ama-permithi ba-migrate, because from our engagements nama-departments nama-stakeholders iziphathamandla lokho kuyiyo indlela enganceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangene ku-mainstream permit, ngoba inayo i-special permit inama-restrictions. Esikukhalelayo kodwa uhulumende we-South Africa yikuthi akunanzelele ukuthi okwenza abantu baze baye ekhodi yikuthi kunzima uku-migrate from i-special permit usiya ku-mainstream permit imigomo eminingi. Mm-hmm. Abantu abakwazi ukwenelisa ukungena kulawo ma-mainstream permit and ukuthi yeah, akukho easy and namanje nje noma we-apply ama-waivers lawa sinanzelele ukuthi le website yakhona is handling this puwali ama-dates okufaka lawo ukusubmitha ama-documents lawo for asking for a waiver ku-difficult. So singafisa mpela ukuthi ngabe kuyalungiswa lokho.
Ubona ngazani wena ngokulalela kwakho khonokho okukhulunywa emthethwandaba, ubona ngani kuya ngaphi?
Kunzima ukukhuluma isiphetho senkulumo enkantolo ikakhuluma isase-in progress, kodwa-ke whether kuba in favor of i-government or in favor of ama-ZTP holders, i-bottom line yikuthi nayo i-special permit inama-restrictions thize avele acindezelayo, kodwa kumele sikunanzelele ukuthi okwenza abantu baze bayekhoti yi-certain decision after a precedence of ukunikwa ama-permit abantu sebegxilile impilo zabo la bese kuthiwa hhayi pack and go, umuntu sendala engasazazi ukuthi uzoqonda ayenzeni. So noma singazi ukuthi izophetha kanjani i-court case, whichever way sisakhuthaza abantu ukuthi apply for those waivers.
Siyathi kolibo labo abafaka incwadi ezama-waiver lokunye okuthiyeneyo bayaphendulwa yini Mkhwananzi, kumbe yikuzenzela nje ukuthi bengenzani?
Sebebathathu abaphiwe ama-waivers abezekini impela abanjengisdayo ukuthi bawatholile ama-waivers. Ngine-practical examples zabantu abayi-3 aba-apply very recently baphiwa. So kunginika ithemba lokhu, nakhona nje abantu bebaningi okumele kukhangelwe i-cases zabo. Thina esingakufisa sikucele kuhulumende ukuthi abancedise abantu ngama-waivers la ukwenza ukuthi ba-migrate to ama-mainstream service.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi yisikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Sixoxe laye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joseph Biden ukwele Ireland lapho akhangelelwe ukuba uzaphatheka ekunanzeni kweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25 years yesivumelwano seGood Friday. Lesi sivumelwano sokulondoloza ukuthula salotshwa phakathi kwenhlanganiso zombangazwe ezimbalwa ngomnyaka ka-1998 ngemva kweminyaka eminingi kuxatshanwa kulelo lizwe ngodaba lokubambanisa ilizwe leli leBrithani okwakufunwa yingxenye yesizwe eyinye ingakufuni. UBiden namhla wenze umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomkhokheli wakweleBrithani umnumzana Rishi Sunak. Ukuzwa okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Darlington Dube odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Ireland.
UJoe Biden ufike lapha e-Ireland enhlokodolobha ye-Ireland okuyiDublin wabona kahle siphatha amandla lalapha. Ma ekhuluma yena ngomlomo uthi uzokwakha ubudlelwane lezwe lase-Ireland. Simbone efika lapha e-Dublin endlulela ezweni lase-Northern Ireland. Wafika khona enhlokodolobha yase-Northern Ireland okuyiBelfast. Lakho ofike khona wathi ufisa ukuthi ahlangane lenhlangano zonke zezimbusazo zepolitiki zase-Northern Ireland. Sizokhumbula ukuthi ngo-1998 owayengumongameli wase-United States of America uBill Clinton nguye owakrekha ilo kungana isivumelwano kesibizwa nge-Good Friday esiyiso esayenza kwaba lokuthula phakathi kwezwe lase-Ireland e-Northern Ireland lapho abantu ababesilwa abanye besifisa ukuba yingxenye United Kingdom okwakungama colonizers abanye besithi cha bafuna ukuzimela. Ngakho-ke umnumzana uBill Clinton unguye owafikelela esivumelwaneni sokuthula belo prime minister owakudala umnumzana uTony Blair bagcina sebevumelene lohulumeni wase-Ireland ukuthi izwe lase-Northern Ireland lingazimela kodwa lisale lihlangene le-Ireland lingehlukani kodwa lizimele. Ngakho uthola namhlanje ukuthi phakathi kwe-Northern Ireland le-Ireland akulangcwele.
Kubikwa inkava ka-Joe Biden ikhona ngapho njalo kwele-Ireland liqiniso na?
Umnumzana uJoe Biden sizokhumbula ukuthi singathi uyisizalwane sakuleli lizwe ngoba abazali bakhe bazalwa lapha e-Ireland. Lokho kumenza azizwe esekhaya ngoba inkaba yakhe kukhanya ikhona apha kwele-Ireland.
Wamukelwe njani uBiden izizalwane ze-Ireland?
Izizalwane zase-Ireland singathi zilama-mixed emotions. Kukhona abamthokozelayo, kukhona abangamthokozelayo. Abanye bafila sengathi i-United States yathengisa ngabo kwi-United Kingdom okwakuyibo ababengama-colonizers abo. Abanye bayajabulela ukuthi kube lobudlelwane lezwe elifana le-United States of America. Abanye bajabulela ukuthi labo abayibona basebethu ukuthi babe yingxenye ye-United Kingdom bamjabulela kakhulu.
Umnumzana Darlington Dube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelayo ese-Ireland. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele-Ukraine lithi ibutho lakwele-Russia lifana xathu lamalwecatha e-Islamic State. Lethule lokhu kulandela ukuphume kuvideo eveze ibutho lakwele Russia liquma owakwele Ukraine ngengqamu. Lokhu kwakusenziwa ngamalwecatha e-ISIS. Umbiko lo siwuzwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Amapholisa akwele Netherlands namhla abophe umuntu othethise umongameli Emmanuel Macron wakwele France. UMacron wethekelela kwele Netherlands. Abe Associated Press babika ukuba umongameli Lazarus Chakwera usekhulule uLandu Musa owayengumphathintambo wendaba zekhaya owatholakala elecala lokwenza ubukhohlakali ekuhulumende. Ukhululwe ngekhefu lePhasika. Uhlandla lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe namhla sixoxa lentatheli izindaba eyake yasebenzela umsakazo we-ZBC esisebenza kwele South Africa uNqobizitha Mkandla oselobe ugwalo olulesihloko esithi The Modern Miracle, Thoughts That Make Golden Sense. Umkandla wake wasebenzela njalo iphephandaba le The Weekend and Business Tribune. Kanti wayengusomabhizimusi odumileyo wobulawayo elesitolo esithengisa impahla ezazibizwa ngokuthi Stone Urban Gear. Umkandla uyisikhulumeli njalo esethula amazwi akhuthaza uZulu i-motivational speaker. Untungamili Nkomo Studio 7 ubuze umkandla ukuthi ugwalo lwakhe lolu lumayelana lani kahle kahle.
Likhuluma ngokuthi wena ungumuntu yini ongakwenza ukuthi uphumelele and ungakwenza njani? Yiziphi izinto onazo? Ngoba ngikholelwa ukuthini umuntu wonke ulazo ngaphakathi. Yiziphi into olazo ngaphakathi ongazisebenzisa ukuthi uphumelele? And into eyisiqoqela empilweni yomuntu ingqondo yakhe. Ungakwazi ukusebenzisa imkhumbulo yakho noma kanjani. Into ziyohambela kahle yabo uzophumelela, uzokwazi ukwenza zonke izinto zokuhambele kahle. Ngakho leli bhuku lilezi qha ezimbili, ama parts, uno part A no part B. Nje bese kuba nama chapters, ama chapters la ngibona awu 15. Kune intro bese kusithi i chapter laqala li intro likhuluma ngama thoughts. Bese kusithi i chapter lesibili ngu the power of love, bese kusiza u the power of beauty. Besukusiza the power of curiosity/enthusiasm. Besukusiza the power of burning desire. The power of creative imagination. The power of the will or willpower. Isinqamisiso sesibili upart B. Siqala ngokuthi you had already started to think even before you were born. Lapha nje sikhuluma ukucisha kube yiscience.
Kahle kahle Mkandla, ungathi ufuqwe yini, kuyini okwenze waloba lolu gwalo?
Mfowethu, lolu fuqufuqu logqozi lokuthi ngilibhale lolu gwalo lubuya nje ehambeni lwempilo yami engubonile, engihlangane nakho, engufundile, engutholile, mhlambe lalokho engingakutholanga, so kungiphe lona ulwazi nokukhalipha. And then ngase ngithi uyazi ngiyafisa ukuthi nami lokho engifundile ngikwabele laba abanye mhlawumbe ongathola ukuthi basebumnyameni, ngoba ngikholelwa khona ukuthi uthisha ngiyakwazi ukufundisa isiphiwo engisitholile leso. Isiphiwo engilaso vele ngizelwe nginakho egazini ukuthi hayi cha, ngiyakwazi ukufundisa. So ngase ngale mfundiso engiyitholile ngiyayibona ukuthi ingaphezulu, and kuyabe kuliphutha ukuthi ngingayithathi le mfundiso ngiyabele abanye. Ngase ngithi hayi, ngizoyaba kanjani, ngizobabela kanjani abanye? Ngike ngasakaza, ngike ngaloba emaphephandaba. Ngase ngithi hayi, uyabona ke lolu lwazi lokwenza lezi zinto ithi ngiluse ngaphambili. Ngase ngithi ithi ke ngiqalele lolu gwalo, ngiyazi ukuthi luzovula ezinye izinto. Njengamanje luvulile, zikhona ama YouTube channel esenginayo la ukuthiwa yi I am wealthy, nayo nje izelwe iyona le process yokulibhala lolu gwalo. So yikho engathi yikho kwangifuqa or okwangipha umdlandla ukuthi ngilibhale lolu gwalo.
Abangathanda ukuthenga lolu gwalo baluthola ngapi, luthengiswa ngapi?
Olufunayo lolu gwalo, The Modern Miracle Thoughts That Make Golden Sense, lilotshwe yimina uNqobisi Damkandla, angaya nje noma kuyiphi i-bookstore aye babuza ukuthi angalithola na. Mali ngekho asho yena, and then bazoli-order. Bali-order kuphi? Ikhona i-website yalo lolu gwalo okuthiwa www.themodernmiracle.online. Yona iwebsite enayo yonke imininingwane, enazo zonke ama details wami, kwalani i-email address uyayithola lapha, www.themodernmiracle.online. kulapho ke athola khona kwala ama link awama online stores. Ama online stores likhona, liyatholakala ku Amazon, liyatholakala ku platform okuthiwa i Draft to Digital. I Draft to Digital inama online stores awu 13. Ngikhuluma ngabo Apple iStore ikhona ku Draft to Digital. So mawusebenzisa any gadget ye Apple ya Apple, i iPhone, iPad, uyakwazi ukuthi uli order lapha online as e-book. Zikhona ezinye izitolo ongakwazi ukuthi uli order and then bazokuthumela i-printed version. So Draft Digital, Amazon, especially for ama international lawa angaphandle, ikakhulu ngaphandle kwase Africa, balithola lapho lolugwalo. Bese kusithi eSA South Africa lapha kune take a lot uyangena nje uthethe a lot uthi angifuna ukwalo okuthiwa yi the modern miracle noma uthi ngifuna ukwalo olotsho ngonqobo izithamkandla
Unqobo izithamkandla intatheli izindaba yeZimbabwe esebenza kwele South Africa esilobe ugwalo lesihloko esithi the modern miracle thoughts that make golden sense ubexoxa lo ntungameli inkomo we studio 7 uzulu weZimbabwe ukhonona ngeholo kanye lokukhuphuka kwentengo yemali kwamanye amazwe ezitolo lomkambo omnyama abantu abaningi bahola idola leZimbabwe loba impahla etshiyene ethengiswa ngamadola eMelika bathi bathwele nzima ngokuntshintsha imali yelizwe besenzela ukuthenga ukudla lokunye okuthengiswa ngamadola eMelika ubathabile masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo
intengo yempahla efunwa nguZulu nsuku zonke iqhubekela phambili ikhuphuka ikakhulu uma umuntu esebenzisa idola leZimbabwe Unkosikazi Pretty Mpofu othengisa emkambo uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yedola leMelika sekusenza labo bengasafuni ukuthatha imali yakuleli nxa bethengisa.
Kunzima ukuthengisa kulezi nsuku ngenxa yokuthi ungaze ufune ukuthengisa ngale imali yakithi esithi ibond kumbe iRTGS. Kusuka kube nzima ngoba esikhathini ezinxa ufuna ukuyahoda ama suppliers amanengi abe funa foreign currency. Okungangokuthi nxa ungathengisa ulutho lwakho namuhla ulale uluthengise ngeRTGS. Kusasa ususithi uyadinga imali emkambo omnyama esingathi black market kuba nzima ukuthi uyithole imali yokoda ngoba ama rates angkhona akhwela every day every hour. So uforced ukuthi njengama traders lathi sithengise ikakhulu sikhangele sifuna i-foreign currency okunjenge bond note sifuna singasakuthathi
umnumzana Mqondisi Maphosa osebenzela uhulumende uthi bayaphoqeka ukuthi bathenge imali emkambo omnyama ukuze benelise ukuthenga lapho okungcono khona
eZimbabwe sokuvele sisazi ukuthi singumhlambe kazalusile imali isidinga ngazo zonke indlela ngawo usamukela imali yakuleli uyadinga indlela zonke zokuthi uyiguqule ibe imali yangaphandle kwelizwe masinyane usanda uyamukela ingazi ihlangane lerethi eqansayo ube susiyathenga ke emashopping la amancane ama-tuckshop agcwele yonke indawo yiko lapho okungcono khona nxa ufuna ukuthenga ngemali yakuleli uyathenga emagrocery amakhulu lakho kunzima futhi ukuthi uthenge khonapho ngoba uyasho ukhangela intengo uthi uyaqathanisa laphandle uzabona ukuthi phandle kusala kungcono
umnumzana Anthony Majongosi umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Nurses Association uthi kulobunzima ekuthengeni idola leMelika
bona futhi ukuthi bayasinika imali enengedwe iRTGS imali lapha yeZimbabwe kodwa ukuthenga izinto ezitolo kusebenziswa iForex basebenzisa amayusi kutsho ukuthi vele imali yethu ayisekakhwanisa ukuthi siyisebenzise ema-shops khonapho kodwa kuyayibangela futhi ukuthi umuntu angayithola isalari yakhe agijime e-black market lapha atshintshe imali ukuthi ibe amayusa akhwanise ukuthi athenge okumbe abhadale ama-bills akhe kuyabangela ukuthi sisale singela imali ngendaba yokuthi i-black market vele iyadula ukuyitshintsha imali leyana
Lokhu kusekelwe unkosikazi Nomsa Hadebe isakhamuzi sakobulawayo.
Kuyadaniswa esikuthola ezitolo ngoba intengo zitshintsha phose malanga onke ikakhulu nxa ukhangela intengo ye-RTGS lama-US dollar. Ukuthi siyethenga ama-US dollar emkambo kuyadula ngoba akulantengo emileyo umuntu lo muntu ulentengo yakhe okokuthi ngabe liyahle likhitshwe i-RTGS kusebenze eyangaphandle imali ngoba yiyo elesisindo.
Idola leMelika lithengwa ngamadola eZimbabwe ayinkulungwane lengxenye emkambo wensitha i-1500 Zimbabwe dollars kuthi ebhanga lithengiswa ngamadola ayisitshiyagalolunye i-$949.82 ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile masuku
Good Life Talk namhla sixoxa ngodaba lwamaZimbabwe exemption permits olwahlulelwa emthethwandaba wePretoria High Court. Singakagqiba uhlelo lwanamhlanje sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi akumelanga abatsha basebenzise izidakamizwa. Abakunhlanganiso ye Southern African Development Community bakwele Zimbabwe lapho abahlolisisa abalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka Sesilugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.